So my question is, are there certain opportunities that you're seeing at the macro as a big allocator that you're saying, okay, hey, we want to start looking at this opportunity because in the next several years we see a lot of alpha that can be made? Or is it more of like, hey, let's go ahead and just spread it in exposure in the whole large umbrella of real estate, right? Distress, this kind of focus, this kind of focus, this focus, whatever it may be, and then the same structure, because that's what it sounds like a little bit in regards to the way you look at it. But I just want to reiterate that a little
So
bit.
when we're allocating capital, we are mindful of the diversification. We're mindful of the exposures that we have on. We're mindful of the potential exposures we have on if managers call capital. But we are extremely deliberate in every investment we make, mainly because in these private investments, it's like a marriage. Like it's worse than a marriage. Like you can, in a marriage, you can get divorced, right? And kind of try to walk away. Some of these you can't get divorced. Some of these you are going to be married for 15 or 20 years. And so in other words, it's going to be on your balance sheet for that long. You're going to be doing tax support and getting K-1s for a decade plus from now. So it needs to be extremely deliberate. For sure, we try to get diversification, across sectors and across industries. The other thing is, as you mentioned, if you're on 6 months from now, your views may change. Absolutely. And that's the reason you also have to have vintage diversification. So it's, right now, for example, I'm living with the decisions I made the last 5 years of the commitments I made. In hindsight, some of those maybe I would have made, some of those maybe I wouldn't have made. And it's just, you've got to make sure that you can live to invest another day so that when we are here 6 months from now talking about allocating capital, I haven't used all my dry powder and I'm just really thoughtful about, having the opportunity. And sometimes that means not allocating, and just sitting back and being patient to see how things play out. And real estate is one of those areas right now, which is, it's just really funky. Like I said, development doesn't make sense. I've done a ton of development investing over the last 5 or 6 years because I've been a big investor in the Qualified Opportunity Zone program. Many of those investments have been home runs for us, and we've refinanced our capital out and so on. But we're reticent to commit to new projects right now, things that just don't fit our underwriting standards. So that's okay. We don't have a gun to our head at Twin Focus where we have to put the money to work, and we'll be patient to allocate capital. I want to feel it, up here and in my heart when I'm allocating. It's not just emotional, and it's not just, pure, smarts. You got to feel it in both places. And if you don't, like I said, it's all about living to invest another day. And there's an opportunity cost today. You're getting 5% in money market.
Yeah, and I love what you said, patient capital. Another friend of mine, Ron Diamond, he talks about patient capital, and that's what's going on right now. Where, unlike a fund where they have to, they got to, they got to re return capital to some extent, and it's, obviously the gun to their head, and they got to, deploy capital in a specific timeline. In your situation, you have that patient capital.